Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Friday, folks. We survived the week, and we're taking your request, I guess, of sorts. I'm asking you to pick the soundtrack, the song, if you will, of the first year of the Joe Biden presidency. And we've had lots of suggestions, and this one came from an audience member, Eric. And I'm going to go to Eric right now. Eric on the phone said 844-967-2789. Eric, that sounds like meatloaf to me, man. Why all roughed up and no place to go? Why'd you pick that one up for the first year of Joe Biden's presidency?
Well, Mr. Cruz, long time no speak. And I long time listener, multiple time caller.
Awesome.
Well, you know, basically because that's kind of the Biden administration. They're all revved up with no place to go. You know, they got all these, like, what do you call them, FDR, you know, New Deal type stuff going on, but they can't get anywhere, you know, and it's not these two senators. I mean, this is all 400 years in the making, let's be honest. But at the moment, when the moment's, like, ripe for picking, and after following 2020 and all the upheaval and all the things that happened, you know, he rode in on a white stallion, you know, so to speak, I guess. And the last great white hope was Joe Biden, and then he got kind of, you know, no place to go. But, you know, I'll tell you what, though, Fight the Good Fight is a jam. That is a jam.
Yeah, and the Triumph tune?
So that's a good one for all people trying to fight, you know, for what's right.
Eric,
Yeah, the Triumph tune, yeah, for sure.
Eric, if I may ask, where do you fall on the political spectrum? Is Joe not progressive enough?
I'm left of Bernie.
Man, that's a.
So I'm left of Bernie. Yeah, yeah, yep, all the way, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Hard labor. You know, yeah. I gotta fly. Take care.
Okay, man. Thanks for listening. 844-967-2789. We are taking your suggestions for the first year of Joe Biden's presidency. What song? And also your Friday grievances. They're always welcome here on Fridays. I just got a couple sent in. I'll read a couple of the emails in a minute, but back to the phones. Bob from Minneapolis. Bob, welcome to the show. I don't see what your song choice was, so you're going to have to tell me, Bob, what song would you pick for the Biden presidency so far?
Well, it would just be a little snippet of The Long and Winding Road, and then you slam into a song called Go by Tones on Tail. Great 80s club tune.
Is this the tune? Go?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that I've heard this. Now, okay, why this tune? Why are you picking this one?
It's kind of about messaging. It's kind of a fun tune, at least to me. It's got energy, and it says all that we need to do. Go. Just go. Get her done kind of attitude.
Get her done, indeed. Bob, do you got any Friday political grievances or others?
You know, I do. You know, I'm in the hometown for Native Roots Radio here, and I know you guys are carrying it now.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Pilot, Okunjahade, I love that name. He was talking about how he was meeting up with some Wisconsin senators because there was some legislation being considered that was going to impact a lot of people, especially natives. And he got the definite strong sense that they were afraid to meet with him because I don't know if they thought he was going to come in there and like try to scalp them or whatever whack stereotypes they got going. So my thing is, with everything that's going on, I think we can, you know, walk and chew gum at the same time, but we have to address the wrongs that we did to our native indigenous peoples.
Well, that's well said.
In order to get anything else done, any other sense of justice, we got to do that at the bare minimum.
Bob, appreciate your thoughts and your musical suggestions for the Biden soundtrack, the first year of his presidency so far. Our friend Robert Pilot, who is the host of Native Roots Radio, and that plays out live in Minneapolis where it originates. And Robert was just in here. Evan, you produced him on Wednesday night. He actually grew up in my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin, and he is a elected Ho-Chunk elder. And the only thing I would wonder, Bob, the Ho-Chunk, because of the casinos here in the state of Wisconsin, they are a powerful force, if you will. So there might be some literal fear of the Ho-Chunk Nation, perhaps. And there's also apparently some tribal negotiations going on, along with betting on the sports. One of the casinos, one of the tribes, were permitted. I think the Oneida up in Green Bay were allowed to do pari-mutuel betting on sports. And then it was the St. Croix, and I got to think the Ho-Chunk that have the De Jope and the big Ho-Chunk Casino and perhaps another one. I think they're building in Beloit. They're going to want the sports betting as well. So some of the Republicans just might be a little hesitant to talk shop right now. 844-967-2789. Going back to the phones. Carol listening. Carol, where are you calling from?
Madison.
Awesome, Carol. We appreciate you listening on Devil Radio. Now, did you have a thought about the soundtrack, the song of the first year of Joe Biden's presidency?
Well, I just think that right now we've got to protect democracy.
Now, you're talking Sammy Hagar-style Van Halen right now, aren't you, Carol?
Yes, I am.
I like this tune. I've always liked this tune. You know, I always like Diamond Dave Van Halen, but, you know, I almost prefer Sammy Hagar Van Halen. I know that's out sacrilegious to some, but I love this tune.
Yeah, I do too. Saw Sammy at Summerfest a few summers back.
Carol, you got any political grievances along with a damn fine song choice? Did I lose you, Carol?
Just that, we have got to pin Republican crap on these guys, and I wish there was a way to lobby the Supreme Court, but of course that's the state Supreme Court, because we got to get the gerrymandering under control.
Well, Carol, I really appreciate your call. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court currently considering redistricting. And when you talk about lobbying the state Supreme Court, Carol, the only way I know how to do that, get out your checkbook, sister. That's what, you know, the politicalist interests do when they want to buy themselves some Supreme Court justices. Like the special prosecutor guy, Gableman. Oh, he, you know, sort of paved the way for the acceptance of grandiose campaign contributions. Wisconsin Club for Growth, I believe, gave him over $1 million. The realtors, over $1 million. Carol, it's going to cost some jing. But if you want to influence the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, go buy yourself, especially a couple of, you know, conservative justices. I recommend you do so right now. Come back. More Devil's Advocates will continue playing as long as the audience is playing along. We're picking the soundtrack of the Joe Biden presidency. And we're airing the Friday grievances. Yours could be welcome here. If you just dial 844-967-2789, we'll come back hour two. More of your musical requests, long distance dedications going out from here to Joe in D.C.